This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yam. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia, and welcome to Suki Yam on Campus FM.
Good afternoon, Margaret.
Bright, beautiful day today.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, we may confuse our listeners a bit because we're actually recording the program. Yes, and we promised our listeners that we were going to talk about female health today. And of course, all you females out there, it's your turn today, but next time we'll be talking about male health as well. Why is it so important to talk about female health, Dr. Lydia?
This is a very global question, because to speak about women is to speak about the future generation. I'm not eliminating men, but the future generation is very much connected to the females, to the mother's health. And we just need to examine it. What do we know about it? And how we can improve our health, especially women, especially living in a quite hard time, because nearly all women have to work, nearly all women are studying, at the same time to keep the family in order, to take care about children, to take care about the house, the health of each member, and of course to take care about the intimate relationships. So it's a quite big issues. And nowadays, we can just analyze where we are, what can we do to prevent something, and what we can use from our ancestors, from our mothers, grandmothers, the knowledge, what they collected or they invented, what simply we can use in our daily life.
So as we said, Dr. Lydia, we are going to dedicate a program to male health as well. But why are we separating them?
So it's connected to our anatomical structure, connected to our physiological hormone state, and our psychology, of course, our perceptions. If we can see the shape of a female's body and male's body, whatever deficiency women have, the man is completed. And whatever deficiency the male body have, the female's body completed. So we are balancing each other. We are congruenting each other. And this is why we need each other. Because each life creature is searching for the harmony, we call it happiness. So we are helping each other to be completed, to be happier. And because we're talking today about the female's health, we will speak about physiology, about endocrine system, we will touch the reproductive system, even the term gynecology. Gynecology means the female, and logic means the science. So gynecology is the science about women, the knowledge about women. And let's start from the structure, how women are structured. So, as you know, we have outside reproductive organs and inside reproductive organs. We also have an endocrine system, which is the regulator of the processes in our body, especially reproductive processes. As you know, women are very vulnerable during the moon cycles and during the menstrual cycle. Why so fragile the nature gave to this body? It's happened because the more we are perceptive, the more we are flexible, the more we're fragile. The more we're stable, the more we're not changeable, the more we are strong. That is why the physiologically and the anatomically the male's body is much stronger, because it's more stable. And the female's body is always in change. Actually, every month women have such influences of the hormones, we just maybe getting only a few days, months, when we're not much influenced by hormones. The rest, or it's we're preparing for to be pregnant, or it's a menstrual period, or we are after menstrual period. So it's constantly affected our brain and our behavior, our reaction, moods. It's so this is why to understand a woman, you have to understand her physiology. So it's not enough just to understand her logically, because it's irrational. And this irrationality is coming from the hormones. Sometimes man is not counted on that and thinking it's some bad character, etc. But in reality, women is very much connected to the hormones state. Another side, when we are really influenced and we are changing forever, is the moment of birth. Because after birthing, the brain of women are changing.
So at birth,
yes,
women start changing?
Yes. Women who give birth will never be the same woman before she gave the birth to the child.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's created a lot of conflict in the family, because like the partner, the man is looking for the previous woman but couldn't find before pregnancy.
But she's changed, hasn't
she? That's why we need to understand before we
how interesting
creating our marriages. We need to understand how deep we are in relationship, how we are ready to accept and tolerate the changes of our partners. So to understand our partners are not to satisfy our expectations, but they are precious to us by themselves. So, of course, all the structures in our body, anatomical structures, physiological systems, they are very much influenced by different diseases. So the healthy state of these reproductive organs and endocrine system is bringing to us the capacity to enjoy life deeper, to be flexible, to be happy without body issues. But in the same time, the more we are perceptive, as I said before, the more we are fragile. So like female's body is open body. Yes, the intravaginal infection is the most common infection.
Cystitis, you mean?
Intravaginal infection is leading to cystitis.
This is why
many women are suffering with cystitis, chronic cystitis. And after the cystitis, it is a bladder problem. And after the blood infection, it is a kidney infection.
So we are open.
Of course.
Our organs are open.
Exactly.
To infection.
Yes. So that is why we need to understand how to maintain ourselves. I wanted to discuss about how to keep the female's organs in a good state. So, first of all, do not use the chemical soap in intravaginal washing. Because like this, you are killing the intravaginal flora.
And so, what do you mean by intravaginal washing?
Inside of your vagina.
Inside the vagina, which
yes.
is a douche.
Yes.
But we Maltese lack this kind of hygiene, you know?
Well, it have a positive point and negative point, because sometimes better not to do anything than to do it wrongly. So like some women using the chemical soaps or using some chemical ingredients, which is really destroying the flora, balanced flora in vagina. And then different type of vaginitis are there. And as we discussed before, the chronic vaginitis leading to cystitis, leading to the pyelonephritis, and then it's becoming to be a problem during the pregnancy and during giving birth.
But Dr. Lydia, can you explain what douching is to our listeners, and what should you really put, you know, in with the douche? What kind of soap do you use?
So I recommend to use the pump. You can buy it in any pharmacy to wash it properly from the talcum. Or you can buy Betadine for douches, because it's a quite active ingredient. It's killing the viruses, the bacteria, the fungal infection. So it's quite wide spectrum of Betadine. And you can use it once, twice a month.
So what you do, you have a...
pump. In
a pocket, you have a container, don't you?
In this box, you will find the plastic pump and all the instructions how to use it. So it's very simple. What we can do at home, we can use just a chamomile tea. we can use it as an infusion and also use it for intravaginal douches. You can use also concentrated green tea infusion, and it will reduce the inflammation. I know especially young women are suffering with the different types of vaginitis. So you can use at the same time alkalizing diet. And a very sensitive discussion is about candida, yes, the fungal infection. Most people thinking candidosis is an intravaginal infection, but in reality it's systematic infection. So it can touch all the tissues of our body. But when it's intravaginal form, it's quite uneasy to remove it, to stop it, because the treatment have to be also systemic. It have to be diet, alkalizing diet. It have to be intravaginal douches with alkalizing ingredients like green tea. Do not use the sachet because it have to be loose tea, green tea. It can be also some natural soap as well. I will not recommend much chemical ingredients, but you can find if it's really bad. So you can discuss with your doctor about something. But if you will support yourself with the alkalizing diet, you will really feel better. I also recommend to use in the same time caprylic acid and oregano oil in capsules. You can find it in healthy food stores. So it's decreasing the fungal infection in your body in general.
Dr. Lydia, how would you know that you have a fungal infection?
You will see the discharge in your underwear, quite smelly. You can feel itching. You can feel uncomfortable. Even emotionally, you will feel down. And you will feel even the strange sensations in your lower abdomen area, because intravaginal infection is actually a very fast spreading upper. So it's going into the fallopian tubes, it's going to the ovaries, and partly it can be one of the cause of the problem called endometriosis, which is leading to infertility and leading to quite a lot of suffering.
Margaret Arjous, and you're listening to Sukiyam on Campus FM with our resident guest, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. And today we are discussing female health. So how can we solve it? Only with this douche, or are there any other things? Alkalizing diet, douche?
At least you can prevent the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's many other things. Like, for example, it's important to understand who is your partner and to be quite choosy. So to respect each other and not to have a dirty thought in your mind about your sexuality. because sexuality is something what we're enjoying. We can make it very, very sacred, or we can make it very, very dirty. So it's according to our direction. We can keep ourselves healthy in our reproductive organs, in our sexual energy flow, because sexual energy flow is the energy of creation. It can really enrise our life. It can make shiny all the house if we have a family. And in the same time, it can really make woman as a witch. So, with very bad mood, very grumbly. I can tell you statistically, over 80% of females' neuroses are based on sexual unsatisfaction. And one of the reasons is the sexual diseases. I do not want to speak about sexuality in a context of diseases, because it's not. But we need to keep our eye and to prevent problems. So for that, we need just to learn how we are created, what is the structure.
So what problems do we find linked with the vagina?
In our days, we have a lot of fashionable clothes, and included underwear. And one of them is a tangi. Like now is a cold weather, but many women, young women, like wearing them, and it's really leading to the cold, and it's leading to the problems, because we have to be always very careful not to sit on cold stones. Or I saw people in many countries just sitting on the stone, even if it's rainy. It's not good for us. We can get disease very easily by being over cold. The other problem is even a traumatic problem with the tangias, because it can traumatize the vulvas of external organs, and it can lead to the infection in the future. So we need to be conscious about our health and even about our fashion.
Dr. Lydia, can antibiotics, contraception and yeast infections play havoc with our reproductive system?
Definitely, but sometimes we like using antibiotics because we have no other choices, we have no other options. The infection is very strong. The same time, if we're preventing the diseases and keeping ourselves in a good state, we're decreasing this danger. What about contraception, Margaret? It's quite another sensitive question, because for many centuries women was using natural contraceptions, and the men also was involved. In nowadays, like sometimes the partner do not understand the problem of unwanted pregnancy is not only problem of women, but it's also problem of men. So it's a togetherness, the responsibility of our togetherness, our trust, our openness to each other. So we need to take care about each other. For that, we need to take care about ourselves, to understand, oh, if I have some infection, should I first treat myself, and then I will be in a connection with my partner.
So what do you say to the pill and the coil, for example?
Well, this is a still unknown area, in my opinion, because the contraceptive pills just becoming to be very popular maybe 20, 25 years ago. So
they experimented it on us, on my generation, Dr. Lydia, and the HRT. That's what they experimented on us, you know?
Well, it's a special discussion on that, because it is already, you can find the documents where the breast cancer is connected to HRT, and the contraceptive pills connected to the cervical cancer and the breast cancer as well. So the research is still open and still on. I will not take responsibility to put some conclusion about this, but we should understand more. The nature is much wiser than all our tricks. So it is a big knowledge about the natural contraception, big knowledge about the contraception where the man is involved, not to be lazy, not to be passive in this area. And I know quite happy families who are mastering this way, and they do not suffer from the chemical overdoses.
Exactly. And it's a time also for prescribing a lot of antibiotics at the moment. I mean, I've heard, you know, nephews and nieces talking about, this is my third round of antibiotics, and I feel shocked.
Yes, need to remember, antibiotics killing not only the bad bacteria, but also the good bacteria, so they're damaging the flora, and like that we are depleting our immune system. But females' health is not only the reproductive health. Females' health, it's also psychological health. Like everyone knows, the female's addiction is much stronger than the male addictions. Why? Because the psychologically women are also much more vulnerable. It is physiology of the body is easy to addict it on lower doses of tobacco or drugs or alcohol. So it's easy for women to be an alcoholic than for a man. So we also need to remember the other important aspect, pregnancy and the birth. As I said before, after the birth, female's brain will change forever. And the combinations of different hormones are there and will create different priorities in women's life. So the men should remember that. Not take woman as a, not take it as a disease, but to take it as a part of her change.
Yes, Dr. Lydia, there's also the upper reproductive system, which includes the fallopian tubes, the ovaries, the uterus, and also the breasts. And what can you tell us about the problems linked with these organs?
The most common problem with the ovaries is the polycystic ovaries. So this is also part of the chronic infection, intravaginal chronic infection. And by preventing our outside organs from different diseases, we are preventing our inside organs. We also need to remember the menstrual cycle very much connected with our ovary condition, with the thyroidal gland condition, hypothalamus state, even the pancreas and the adrenal glands are involved into that. So we need to keep all the system of our body as in a good state. I would suggest to use regular seaweed because it's a natural regulator. Now is the season for the stingle nettle or hori in Maltese.
Hori.
So people, women who are suffering with the overbleeding period can really help themselves by making a hori soup. You can boil it. You also can use it raw together with your juices. If you're making juices at home by grass, so you can use this hori. It's a good good support. Of course, vitamin E, vitamin A. It's need to see. It's very difficult to give the recommendations in general. The other problem is the endometriosis. Endometriosis is a process where abnormal cells are growing outside of the womb. And it's created a constant chronic inflammatory condition in our abdomen. It's sometimes growing without any symptoms. It's asymptomatic. And women knows about it by liking the pregnancy. So they feel they cannot fertile and they feel something wrong with their period. And then it's also affected the mood. So these cells of endometrium, what is in a health condition growing inside of the womb, can grow not only outside of the endometrium. It can grow in the ovaries. It can grow even in the fallopian tubes. It can grow even inside of some our internal organs. So the real cause of endometriosis is still under discussion. But I think it's very much connected with the process of chronic inflammation in our lower abdomen organs. So it's very much connected, of course, to our colon health. Mm-hmm. If we're keeping our colon in a good, healthy condition, and we're taking care about our constipations, we're taking care about the flora balanced in our digestive system, we decreasing the percentages of getting endometriosis. Somehow the endometriosis is a common age between 25 and 35, 38 years old, so it's the most reproductive years. And it's quite bringing women in a bad psychological state, because sometimes it's a family is breaking because of that. Sometimes women have even the suicide. I know the situations where it's a serious disease.
Is there pain during intercourse as well?
Yes, it can lead to the pain during the intercourse. It can lead into the dry vagina. It can lead into the polycystic ovaries as well. Which is mixing up the process of ovulation. It can really destroy the daily life activities.
So when you said about the flora, keeping the flora, you know, healthy, balanced, how do we do that?
As we point before, we cannot use chemical soaps and do not use much chemicals, even betadine, once, twice a month, because it's still very strong ingredient.
And the polycystic ovaries, what can you tell us about those?
Polycystic ovaries is a result of chronic inflammatory process in our tubes, in our ovary area. It's also involved the hormonal state. So it's automatically, we can speak about the endocrinal system health. So we need to check the health of our thyroidal gland and the adrenal gland. Beside of that, always it's very important, even sometimes good to have to ask your doctor, if especially you have a trauma, like physical trauma, car accident, etc., and you are still in the reproductive age, to check your brain state and to see the status of your hypothalamus and the pituitary gland, which are conducted the function of a thyroidal gland.
Well, Dr. Lydia, this is all we have time for today. I know we haven't really touched upon cancer so much, but we are going to dedicate a program, aren't we, about cancer? Good. And next time, we'll be talking about male health.
Thank you for inviting, Margaret.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia. I just hope that you will follow Dr. Lydia's advice and try to take the necessary precautions to prevent. Once you spot the symptoms, face your problem and do something about it before it develops into something incurable. If you'd like to drop us a line, you can forward your emails to campusfm@um.edu.mt. Sukhyam is always available on the internet at the click of a button. Visit our website, www.maltauniversitybroadcasting.com. Click on webcasts and then on Sukhyam. Until we meet again, this is Margaret Arjous, who would like to leave you with this thought. The only way to keep your health is to eat what you don't want, drink what you don't like, and do what you'd rather not.